3, 2, 1.
All right, let's do this. Get set.
This is Running Flat Radio with Chris Uzinski on AM 800 CKLW, the information station. Running Flat Radio is a paid program on AM 800.
That day, for no particular reason, I decided to go for a little run. So I ran to the end of the road.
And for a little run, I did. Wow, it's kind of like just being back on the air. It's like an old pair of shoes. This is Chris Uzinski. Welcome to Running Flat Radio. Welcome to our kind of season debut show. You know, we kind of take the kind of Christmas break. We take a little bit of an extended Christmas break, and I'll tell you a little bit more about that. But if you're a new listener to Running Flat Radio, it's a show, believe it, about running. It's, you know, we don't read palms. We're not George Newry or Art Bell. It's a show all about endurance sports, mostly running, mostly triathlon, some cycling as well. And it's all about just kind of demystifying what's going on and hopefully getting you from point A and maybe into your first 5K, or maybe helping you improve your marathon times. Whatever that is, this is the show for you. And for those of you who download this show in incredible numbers around North America, thank you. Thank you very much for supporting us and downloading us and working out with us. It's a real honor to be with you. It's a new season for us, and I got to tell you, there's so much to talk about. I mean, I just got back from LA, and you heard in my voice, I got a little bit of something going on that I brought back with me. But like on today's show, we have Dani Miller, who's a U.S. marathoner. She qualified for the Olympic trials, but through an injury, she didn't make the team. But, you know, I got to tell you, you're going to have a conversation with her. You're going to fall in love with her. She's amazing. She's from the Hanson's Running Group. She's going to join us in the first quarter hour. And also, a little bit later on in the hour, John LaFranco from Athletics Canada is going to join us. And he's going to talk to us about the national championships that are coming to Windsor. And they're, of course, coming to Le Chocolat. There's just so many other really cool things that are going on. This year, in this season, we're going to introduce a new character to the Running Flat team. Michael Hugal is joining us, and Mike is kind of our intern executive producer of the show. Welcome.
Thank you, Chris. It's great to be here, and I got to tell you, I'm in between that point A to the 5K marathon, so I'm hoping you can take me the rest of the way.
Oh yeah, we're gonna make you do that. There's no doubt about that. And you do a lot of work with the University of Windsor Lancers, yes, and all their broadcasts, and they've got an incredible program down there.
Absolutely, it's quite exciting to be a part of, just with their track and field program, also hosting the OUA Championships on Friday. So a lot of running going on down at the University of Windsor.
I think everyone who's been on that track team has kind of been on this show in one way or another, especially right. Melissa Bishop, who's a good friend of the show's, and can't wait to get her in. Hopefully, the next couple of weeks, they're going to talk about the new record that she broke and also what that road to Rio looks like, because we're getting really close. We're getting really close. So welcome to the show.
Thank you.
You know what? Other guests who are going to be making their way to the show over this next season, and when I talk season, it takes us right through to November. The Prime Minister of Canada has committed to be on the show. We're just kind of working out dates to get him on. So Justin Trudeau will be on. He is a runner. Newsflash to most people. Most type A personalities are. Justin Trudeau is going to be on. Jeff Galloway. I think we're going to get John Stanton in next week, because we kind of touched upon at the very end of last season all about the intricacies of walking and how important walking is. And I really want to deep dive that with John. So hopefully we'll get John on next week. David Willey from Runner's World, the editor of Runner's World magazine and all of those associated magazines. Our good friend will be on, and Bart Yasso. Meb, who I just saw in LA, we'll get him back on. And Dave McGivory, we'll get him on just before Boston. We always bring Dave on, and he kind of tells us about what's happening on the course, what's new, and what else is going on. So we'll have Dave on as well. So all kinds of really cool guests. Plus, those of you who've listened to the show over the last number of years know that there's always been this kind of underlying theme that I've always wanted to touch upon, and it dealt with the spirituality of running. If you're a long distance runner, you know exactly what I'm talking about. It's almost like a spiritual existence. When you get out there, you fall in the zone and you're just gone for half hour, hour, hours at a time. So I have found a running rabbi, and now I'm working on finding a running priest. So now we can all tell that joke about a rabbi and a priest and a Polak go out for a run. And you know, we're going to do a couple shows this year about it. We're going to talk about the spirituality of running and how it kind of comes back to new runners and old runners and the runner high that people talk about and how all that works together. I'm really excited about deep diving that as a as just a topic that has always been of interest in mine. So a couple other things. If you're unfamiliar with Running Flat, we are a production company. We produce our own events and our own runs. And one of our largest ones is coming up May 1st, and it is Le Chocolat. Le Chocolat is just this amazing race that happens here in Windsor, Ontario. It's a half marathon on the waterfront. It's a 10K and a 5K. And the 10K is a walk as well. The 5K is a walk as well. And we want as many walkers as we can get out there as well. We want to get you active. We want to get you out there because it's our Mother's Day primer. Now, it's true. 98% of the people who join that race are women. There's no doubt about it. It's not even a point to argue. But it's also a race that's open to men and just happens to be 2% of the smartest men you'll ever meet that join in Le Chocolat. So Le Chocolat's all about the chocolate. It's about the really cool metal that's chocolate-inspired. And, of course, there's lots of firemen amongst the course and the water stations and at the end handing out medals because Sparky's Toy Drive is the charity that we try to raise money for every year. And so May 1st, the thing about Le Chocolat that you got to know, Le Chocolat is already at last year's numbers. It is just, it's on fire registration-wise. So I there is a bump in registration fees March 1. So get out there and register because, trust me, most of your friends already have. The other one that we have coming up is Pelee Island Winery, half marathon on Pelee Island. It is sold out. It sells out in like 3 days. There's a really long waiting list, but it's worth mentioning that's June 1st. July 1st is Canada Day. It opened last night. Canada Day is just such an amazing event because it's like a big 4th of July celebration without the blue. It's all red and white. It's all about you know, butter tarts at the end and just having a great old time. We had Bob and Doug McKenzie on the course. It's an incredible family event. One of the things that really draws people to this event is the medal, because the medal is just, it's second to none. And you actually have to vote for who goes on that medal. And you know what? I'm going to talk about that probably a little bit later on the show, but you're going to be really excited because we finally have a female nominee for the medal of the year, for the Great Canadian of the Year. You are listening to Running Flat Radio on AM 800. We'll be right back with Danny Miller.
Now, news from the guy Canadian beach lovers call Doug the Dealmaker.
I'm Doug from Sunwing Vacations. My job is to negotiate the best vacation deals for you. Newsflash, I've succeeded. Right now, during our $1 million beach bloat, I've been able to slash prices by up to 50% off of thousands of vacations. Book today because I guarantee prices won't drop lower or last. Visit sunwing.ca or contact your travel agent. Ask for the Doug deals.
AM 800 weather is brought to you by Devonshire Mall. Snap and share a photo of any of the great deals at Devonshire Mall using hashtag DMallDeals, and you could win a $100 gift card. Visit DevonshireMall.com for details.
Here's the latest forecast from the AM 800 Weather Center. For tonight, increasing clouds with a 60% chance of snow or rain overnight. Risk of freezing rain with a low of zero. Rain for tomorrow. Risk of freezing rain early in the morning. Rainfall amounts could be 10 to 20 millimeters. Gusty northeast winds to 60 kilometers per hour, the high of 3. Periods of rain changing to snow overnight Wednesday. Rainfall amounts up to 5 millimeters. Snowfall could be 2 to 4 centimeters. Gusty northeast winds continuing, the low of 1. Periods of snow continuing Thursday, the high of 1.
They always make sure to start your day off in a good way.
The Morning Drive on AM 800. Your introduction to today.
I'm Leah Hansen for Lisa Williams on the next show. Have you bought something, taken a trip, ate an expensive meal, and thought to yourself, well, that was the biggest ripoff ever? At 620, share your biggest waste of money story.
And at 720, answer me this. This week featuring our special guest, Melissa Bishop, long-distance runner and former University of Windsor Lancer and new Canadian record holder.
The Morning Drive, weekday mornings 5 till 9 on AM 800. If you like feeding your brain with intelligent talk about stuff that matters, you're in the right place.
I am so glad you have pointed this out.
AM 800 CKLW. Keep fit. Keep active. Keep running. This is Running Flat Radio on AM 800.
And welcome back to Running Flat Radio. Chris Uzinski here. Our first guest of the season is Danny Miller. You know, I met her on the flight home from the Olympic trials in Los Angeles a couple weeks ago. And, you know, she ran through the Olympic trials with some incredible injuries, but completed the marathon. She's from Clinton Township, Michigan. She runs a 1:16 half marathon, for those of you who are trying to find out how fast she really is. She loves kale, cats, and thrift shopping. She works at the Hanson's Running Shop part-time while attending grad school and coaches middle school cross-country to help. And helps with the Hansons on Tuesday night speed session. We reached Danny tonight in Rochester Hills, Michigan. Welcome to Running Flat Radio, Danny Miller. Danny, how...
I'm totally honored to be here and talking to you guys.
How are you?
I'm actually shaking of nervousness right now.
No.
My general manager was like, don't screw this up. And as I was talking to him, or you're fired, that's the joke. I'm actually calling you live from Utica Hanson.
So hey.
Hi, everyone. Just selling some shoes. But he was like, oh, don't do anything dumb. And he's just kidding, obviously. And I missed the call from you guys. And I was like, oh, there it is.
No problem. Let me ask you, how are you feeling right now? Because you were pretty injured up after the Olympic trials.
Yeah, not only did you have to see a lot of carnage from a ton of elite athletes, but you had to see me limping around the airport with like a suitcase and but a big smile on my face. So, but I'm doing okay. I have a herniated disc, and I ran with that, knowing 2 weeks before. From the love of my teammates and my coaches and this amazing running community I have here, I got through it. So
I want to get to the Hansons a little bit later because I think they're some of the most incredible guys I've ever met in my life. But one of the things I really want to talk to you about was I was at the Olympic trials. So I was up around the very top of the loop,
yeah.
just where that sign says 400 meters to go. You know,
oh,
and
I remember.
Yeah. And one of the things that struck me was the interaction between the women on the course, and you'd mentioned it to me in a direct conversation about how encouraging everybody was, and that doesn't translate into what really people think of as a solitary sport, but can you explain what happened on that course with the women?
It was incredible, and people think running is like you said, solitary and very alone. And we look at running and such a peaceful thing, and no one's like, we're in our own heads, we're in our own world. And this was absolutely, it's usually dog eat dog out there, like in any sporting competition, and there's no team usually in running. And you just seen people in Nike jerseys, Brooks jerseys, Saucony jerseys going out there, sharing their water, sharing their little inch square of cloth that had barely any water on it, and passing it and saying, hey, I'm closer, let me grab your bottle, or would you like some fluid? You're not looking too hot, or walking with people, like literally touching each other's backs and going, hey, look, you look good, come with me, or do you need some help? Like, and it was just like the most incredible experience ever because, you know, you weren't alone, and it was really hot, and we all just wanted each other not just to like, we wanted not just to win, but to be together and finish. So it was incredible.
And the thing that people don't know, and if you're just listening to the show and you don't understand what we're talking about, we're talking about the U.S. Olympic trials, where basically men and women race on a closed road circuit that has three loops, I think it was. And three and a bit.
Four big loops and one mini loop.
Right. And what you're thinking of, and this was actually televised live on NBC a couple Saturdays ago. And the whole idea is that we take all these elite athletes, they basically race each other for really the top two spots to be on the team and an alternate.
Yep.
And
it's top three and then four, two alternates.
And so when you're looking at this, it is the elite of the elite all on this road, all running against each other.
Yeah.
Now, running has not always been a very watcher-friendly sport, because elite runners, they run really fast and they run past you and that's it. So the people who surrounded that course were mostly family.
Yeah, it was crazy, because, and it wasn't really, it was not about just us. It was about everyone. Like, if had there not been anyone on that course that day, it was like 83 degrees.
Yeah, it was a warm one.
And it was a long race, and had they not been out there for all of us, I don't think a lot of us would have finished. I know I personally would not have finished without the crowd support. I remember going on my third loop, and I hadn't seen, you know, my coaches yet. I was like, you know what, this is probably time where I have to drop out. And I remember seeing my Brooks tent with my dad and my coach Don, and I was like, held up the number one, and I was like, one more lap to go. And they have a video of it, and it brings me to tears, because, and not just like Brooks was cheering, like everyone was cheering, like, oh, yeah, she's going, she's gonna go for it. And it was like really emotional time, and that crowd just kept you going. Like, when they were like, come on, you got it, you look great, when you probably didn't look great. I know I didn't look great, and them saying that was like, I can go, I, you know, five more steps. So, and those five steps added up, and the crowd was just incredible. And it is such a solitary sport, but it was amazing crowd for a marathon. I mean, it's hard to get fans out there. So,
and the really interesting thing too, because I very rarely get to kind of see the real back end of all this. Usually we produce races, so we understand them intimately, but for larger scale kind of Olympic class races, I was just there to really kind of take it all in, and I had my media pass, so, you know, I got a chance to do a bunch of interviews. But I think what was really neat was, you know, because Kevin's been on that show a number of times, we got a chance to go to the after party. So
yeah.
So let me tell you a little bit about this after party, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
So J-Lo owns a nightclub in Los Angeles just outside the Staples Center. And the good people at Brooks rented out J-Lo's bar and held an after party to celebrate the Hanson's runners and like all the Brooks sponsored athletes at the event. And it was kind of a bizarre party, because usually, you know, you're thinking, oh, yeah, I'm going to a nightclub. It's going to be, you know, really, really, you know, great. You know, it's going to be, we're going to dance. But it was all, and it was so family oriented, with moms and dads and grandparents and little kids, because a lot of runners do have, you know, small children with husbands. It was amazing. It's like nothing I'd ever seen before. And
it was awesome.
It was. And really, it's a testament to the Hanson's family as well. Because, you know, when you're kind of sitting back and you're in the media pool, you know, with NBC and CNN and ESPN and all these large media outlets, and you're looking at, you know, the Nike Salazar teams, and you're looking at all these really high-end, tons of cash-infused teams, you know, working at altitude, and here are these two brothers from Michigan who are doing world-class work on their own. You know, with Brooks and of course the Hanson's running stores and their athletes, and they're doing incredible work. And it's a testament to you and all the athletes at Hanson's.
You know, if you want to talk about a party, go to a post marathon party, and you will see the biggest shindig of either love and like emotion, because most, you know, no one is partying during their marathon segments. We went to bed at 7:30, and we were like, oh, it's really late. Can't watch The Bachelor tonight. Goes till 10. But that was, you know, you're with your family, your friends, you've done it. Whether or not, like, it was what you wanted, it's the love. It's the, look what you put in. Look what you did. It was an amazing journey. Like, let's celebrate it. And there was no greater thing than being with my teammates, who I just, like, sweated on the line for, have trained for, you know, 6 weeks in Florida with, and known their pain, their suffering, and their achievements, like celebrating everyone.
Yep.
Like my coaches, my teammates, like that, this is our day. And
yep.
You know what? It's like, it was truly amazing experience. I'll never forget it. And our sponsor Brooks is truly amazing. Our names were like in stars, like
yeah.
Hollywood stars. And it was like, oh my gosh, my name's a star.
Did you steal that?
Your
did you steal your star? did
oh,
you grab
I stole,
your star?
I stole, oh yeah. I totally stole it and was carrying around all night. And I was like, look, I'm a star. But, I mean, you know, I'll be able to tell my kids about the Olympic trials marathon and the, you know, the love and support I feel every day from a great sponsor. And it's not a sponsor, it's a partnership, is what Kevin Hansen would say, because they truly want the best for us. And it is, it's a partnership. Like, we're in this together to try and get the best out of ourselves. And they're 150% for right. all of us. So,
hey, really quickly, because we're coming up to a break. Why do you love running?
I love running because it's made me who I am today. And I was a 23-minute 5K girl in college. And it shows that if you work hard, anything you want in this world can come true, any dream you want. And the running community is like my favorite thing in the world. So I love running.
Awesome. Danny Miller, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me on, Chris, and Running Flat. This has been an amazing experience. I'm like beaming right now. I'm beaming in the back room.
All the best. Have a great night.
Bye. Thank you.
You bet. Danny Miller joins us from Hanson's Running Store. She's an elite runner who ran the Olympic trials in Los Angeles. And is running hurt, by the way, with a herniated disc. Amazing story, amazing person to meet. And if you want to go meet her, she's working at one of the Hanson stores. That's the beauty of the Hanson stores, is all of their elite runners work there. So you actually get to help you out and fit you in some shoes. You have been listening to Running Flat Radio on AM 800 CKLW. When we come back, John LaFranco from Athletics Canada.
Ticket with the leg of a cricket, and I got triple Jesus. Cashed it in for Siamese twin at the family firing range. Went to bed, woke up inside another man's head. Nobody noticed. So excited the senators are fighting, don't tell.
A major storm system is expected to move through Windsor and Essex County. Keep it right here on AM 800 for updates on school closures and the latest cancellations. AM 800.
Do you ever get so busy you forget what day it is? Worry no more, because now every day is sub day. Well, at least at Subway restaurants. That means that every day it's a different 6-inch sub for just $3.99, or footlong sub for just $7.49. Even favorites like turkey breast, oven roasted chicken, and steak and cheese. A different sub every single day of the week, now through Easter. Subway sub days. Subs, days, deals. Limited time only. Participation varies. Cannot be combined with other offers. Additional charge for extras, plus tax.
Canadian truck drivers. Schneider is now hiring drivers for a local dedicated account in Windsor, and we're holding recruiting events this Friday and Saturday. Get daily home time and up to $55,000 per year on this local dedicated account. Meet a Schneider recruiter Friday the 26th, noon to 8 p.m., or Saturday, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Hampton Inn in Windsor. That's this Friday and Saturday at the Hampton Inn in Windsor. Get full job and event details at schneiderjobs.com. That's schneiderjobs.com.
From the AM 800 News Center, your number one news source in Windsor, Essex. An information update with Paul McDonald.
Windsor's police chief believes photo radar can be a useful tool to improve public safety, but Al Frederick says it should not be used as a way to generate revenue. Frederick says there's the possibility photo radar would allow officers to be redeployed to other areas of serious crime. An update to a robbery AMA Hedrick News told you about late last month. A man armed with a gun held up a convenience store on the 1000 block of Albert Road. When the suspect went behind the counter to open the register, the clerk fled and locked the door from the outside. Officers arrived to find the lock broken and the man gone. Video from the robbery has now been released, and it's posted on our website at am800cklw.com. Anyone with information on the suspect is urged to call police or Crime Stoppers. Windsor Essex remains under a special weather statement from Environment Canada as a massive storm system tracks towards the lower Great Lakes. Severe weather preparedness meteorologist Jeff Colson says the Texas low is packing lots of moisture, but it's been a challenge to determine which areas will get what kind of precipitation. Snow and rain, along with freezing rain, are possible overnight. And 29 people from 17 countries have been sworn in as Canadians in Windsor. A citizenship ceremony was held today at Westview Freedom Academy. In sports, the Red Wings look to snap a four-game losing skid when they host the Columbus Blue Jackets at the Joe tonight. Maple Leafs are at home to Nashville. The Great Lakes Junior C League playoffs resume tonight with Essex at home to Moortown. Amherstburg is at Blenheim in the opening games of those semifinal series. Weather-wise, increasing clouds with a chance of snow or rain overnight. Risk of freezing drizzle with a low of 0. We're at 2 right now. That's 36 Fahrenheit. I'm Paul McDonald, AM 800 News.
Helping you achieve your personal best. This is Running Flat Radio with Chris Yuzinski on AM 800.
And welcome back to Running Flat Radio. Chris Yuzinski here. So who doesn't love Danny Miller now? Honestly. You know, if you're in Canada and you're listening and you're wondering, hey, who is the equivalent of the USA Track and Field in Canada? Well, it's our good friends at Athletics Canada, and our next guest, John LaFranco, kind of heads up a organization called AC Road, which is a division of Athletics Canada, really concentrating on road races here in Canada. You know, and John joins us from Montreal. Welcome to Running Flat.
Hey, Chris.
How are things?
Thanks for having me back. Things are great.
You've had a busy winter?
Yeah, for sure. Been working on lots of different things, getting ready for the spring championships and stuff. So, yeah, been good.
How about that Melissa Bishop?
Yeah, she's pretty awesome. it's very impressive. And you know what's even more impressive is like if you watch the videos of the races where she broke those records, like she just looks
effortless,
so relaxed. So
yeah,
that's it's pretty exciting. Bodes well for the summer.
It's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
So do you want to talk about this little national championship we do down here?
Yeah, for sure. So for the second year in a row, we're going to have our national 10K age group and masters road championship. So that basically means is that Athletics Canada and also Canadian Masters will be on hand to give out medals in all the different age groups for national championships. So that's, you know, anybody who is in, you know, 40 to 45 or 60 to 65 or whatever, all the different 5-year age categories, you know, each one has their own sort of little 10K road championship, and it's happening at Le Chocolat.
Le Chocolat, May 1st, here in Windsor.
Yeah.
What a fun event that is.
I'm so excited to be coming back for that for the second time. It's going to be really cool.
So is the idea? Let's talk a little bit about AC Road. We got a couple minutes, and mm-hmm. and kind of what the mandate is, and what road running kind of looks like now in Canada.
Yeah, well, I mean, my job is to work with our provincial associations. So, and for you guys, it'd be Athletics Ontario, and all the different provincial associations, as well as race organizers, and just sort of provide support in different areas to, you know, to help make events better and to help runners have a better experience on the roads. So one of the things that we've been working on this winter is a sort of a national standards for road running. So we have these kind of, like, we call them badges, approved event badges and competitive event badges for, you know, races, so that the people know that, okay, you know, these races that we've identified are you know, meeting a bar, or they're above a certain bar of quality. Because, you know, there are a lot of races out there these days, and I think that it's, you know, as you know, it's sort of a competitive marketplace, and we wanted to make sure that the races that are well-run and well-organized and safe for people are being identified so people know. So that's one of the big things that we're trying to do. And that's why we're working with you, because you're one of those races.
Yes, and I know that my official paperwork is on its way. I'm still working on my official paperwork. I want my badge.
Yeah.
And we've made a number of improvements as well this year to Le Chocolat and a lot of what we're doing. I can tell you that we purchased a high-def camera late last year that we tested out specifically for Le Chocolat, but we tried it out on a couple of different races. And it's actually geared to our timing system. So when you go on RaceMind to look up your time, there's a little video camera button next to your name. And when you push it, a pop-up window comes up, and it's the 10 seconds before you actually cross the finish line plays.
Oh.
It's really, really cool.
That is so cool.
Because it's actually geared right to your bib and your chips. And and what's really cool is they just finished writing the patch so you can share it on all your social media.
That's cool.
Yeah, and we're looking forward to kind of deploying that and rolling that out this year as one of those other features that Running Flat's offering all of its runners and participants. And it's a really, really neat feature because it kind of gets that expression of exhaustion, exhilaration, however you want to finish your race or your
For
walk.
Sure, because
you know.
Sometimes finish line photos, well, obviously they're great, but sometimes they might catch you kind of at the, you know, just a funny expression or just at the wrong moment. If you get the whole 10 seconds, then you get the real, like, you know for sure you're going to get that joy that's there. And videos are fun too. That's obviously the next level there for sharing things on social media. So that's pretty sweet.
It absolutely is. So what other championships does AC Road do around Canada?
So the first one is the one in Windsor at Le Chocolat. That's the age group 10K. And then at the end of May, we have a big weekend. We are in Ottawa for the 10K Elite Championships. So that's sort of the one where our really top international level athletes are competing.
That's the Ottawa Run Weekend.
Ottawa Race Weekend, yeah. So that's the 10K is on the Saturday night. And then on the Sunday morning, the same weekend, we have the our Canadian Half Marathon Championships, which are in Calgary. And that we're having actually both the Elite or the Open Championships and the Age Group Masters Championships on the same weekend. So that's fun. So in the same race, I should say. So yeah, that's out in Calgary, and that's their half marathon. And then in the fall, we have our 5K and our marathon, both in Toronto, 5K at the Yorkville Run, and then the Toronto Waterfront Marathon, which I don't know. I apologize. I wasn't actually listening to the beginning of the show because I went to feed my son and get him ready for bed and stuff. But I don't know if you mentioned or if you heard, but Alan Brooks is being inducted into the City of Toronto Hall of Fame as a builder.
Yeah, I just saw that on Facebook and Twitter. Alan's a dear friend of ours.
Yeah,
he's been on the show
not
before.
Not really surprising at all.
No.
I mean, he's a builder for sure. I'll
be the first one to admit there is no one in this country that does for elite runners, elite marathon runners in this country that Alan Brooks has done. What he's done for the sport and what he's done for increasing the purse and getting competitors from other countries to come in and race Canadians. And I mean, all of that is just, it's so close to his heart that he's just so passionate about it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So
Alan's great
news.
Alan is a wonderful man and he puts on a fantastic race. Really, really quickly in the last minute here, can you explain how Canada chooses their marathon representatives?
Yeah. For the Olympics, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's actually pretty straightforward. There's a time standard. It's 2:12:55 for men and 2:29:55 for women, and basically whoever gets under that standard, the fastest three under that standard, are basically selected. There's a kind of a clause for sort of showing fitness, because the window of time goes back to the beginning of I think it's the beginning of 2015. So it's, you kind of have two and, you know, almost 2 years in which to run the time. So if, for example, you ran a fast time at the beginning of 2015, a lot can happen. And so they may say, okay, we want to see a certain, not necessarily like the same high standard, but a certain time at a shorter distance within, you know, closer to the games, just so that, you know, we know that you're in shape. But it's basically just done by time standard. So it's not the same as the U.S. where they have the trials race. It's just by time. And the reason for that is basically that, it's just numbers. Like, we don't really have the depth to... Mm-hmm. To invite, to get, if we got everybody who had a chance, you're looking at still maybe a dozen runners, so that you can't really make a race out of that.
It sure would be fun to watch.
Pardon me?
It would be fun to watch.
It would be interesting to watch, but it would be tough for the runners because, like you mentioned, Alan, and one of the good things he does is he puts together really good fields of international athletes and stuff. And so, I mean, I think if we did it at Alan's race or maybe in Ottawa, there's certain races where there is that big international field and it could work, because marathoners only get so many tries at the distance within a certain time period, and so you don't want to kind of have, not to say waste, but you don't want to do one where you don't think you're going to get the time,
right?
Right.
So it's a delicate balance. I think it would be really cool, but I think maybe, you know, maybe the next round, maybe in, you know, for 2020, maybe we'll, you know, the depth will be there and we can work something out. It would be cool. I love the idea of a trials. I think that's really fun.
It really was amazing. LA was just a buzz. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Where were you? Because I know you were there. Were you on the course somewhere? What was your?
Yeah, I was up at the course, just hanging out with the families. Nice. And, you know, I got to tell you, the emotion of all the families, of the mothers saying, "That's my son, that's my son." I mean, I was weeping along with them. I mean, it was just one of the most amazing things I've ever witnessed.
So cool.
Yeah, it was a beautiful event. John LaFranco from Athletics Canada, from AC Road, thank you very much for joining us.
Hey, thanks, Chris.
And I'll see you May 1st.
Yes.
At Le Chocolat.
Yep. Save me some chocolate.
That we will.
All right.
John LaFranco joins us from Montreal, and that is all about so at Le Chocolat, we have a 10K runner walk, but we also have got another subsection, which is really our 10K national championships for all age groups. It's like a master's awards, and it's a phenomenal event. So if you're on the fast side and you're into 10Ks, then by all means, we'd love to see you at Le Chocolat in Windsor. Anyway, right now it's time for Song of the Week. And this is an LA-based Korean-American indie rock band called Run River North with the song Run or Hide on Running Flat Radio.
Lying in the dark with your shadow hanging over me, shaking the ground. Your footsteps calling out my name. Off to the races, but all of these faces.
Max has a new line of products called Max Favorites. Same quality goodies like pop, paper towel, and chips, but better value, which means you'll get more bang for your buck with Max Favorites than with the other guys. For example, this is the bang you get for your buck with those other guys. And this is the bang you get for your buck with Max Favorites.
There's pieces of savings everywhere!
Max Convenience Stores. Need it? Got it. Max.
AM 800 weather is brought to you by the Bargain Annex.
Need a TV? Need credit?
Bargain Annex to the rescue!
Get your appliances and credit back on track today. The Bargain Annex inside Deferman's.
Here's the latest forecast from the AM 800 Weather Center. For tonight, increasing clouds with a 60% chance of snow or rain overnight. Risk of freezing rain with a low of 0. Rain for tomorrow. Risk of freezing rain early in the morning. Rainfall amounts could be 10 to 20 millimeters. Gusty northeast winds to 60 kilometers per hour, the high of 3. Periods of rain changing to snow overnight Wednesday. Rainfall amounts up to 5 millimeters. Snowfall could be 2 to 4 centimeters. Gusty northeast winds continuing, the low of 1. Periods of snow continuing Thursday, the high of 1.
Slow roasted Tim Hortons pulled pork. You belong on my sandwich instead of on a fork. Even your ciabatta buns are baked fresh deli. Where everything is paolo and you grill perfectly.
Sir?
Oh.
Your Tim's pulled pork sandwich is ready.
Oh, thanks.
Just try to keep our new sandwich off your mind. Made with slow roasted pulled pork, crispy fried onions, and sweet hickory barbecue sauce piled on a freshly baked ciabatta bun. Try the new Tim Hortons pulled pork sandwich today for lunch or dinner.
I'm coming back somehow. I won't run or hide. I won't
Welcome back to Running Flat Radio. That's our song of the week. Every week we kind of choose a really, really cutting edge song, one that's been out for like a matter of days, still wet when it comes out, you know, something that no one's ever heard of. That is an LA-based band called Run River North with the song Run or Hide. And you know what I keep forgetting to talk about is, you know, you can always reach us on Running Flat, on our Facebook pages, on any one of our event pages, on our Twitter account, and even our Snapchat account. I've got all these accounts. If you also want more information about any of our runs, any of these shows, any of our podcasts, go to runningflat.com.
This is Running Flat Radio on AM 800. Tonight's running news is brought to you by iRun.
It's now time to bring our good friend, editor-in-chief Ben Kaplan from iRun Magazine. Hey, Ben, how are you?
I'm well, man. Happy New Year's. Nice to hear you.
So here's the big secret, everybody. Ben and I went to L.A. together.
Yes.
And we had a lot of fun. We were actually at one of our industry conferences called Running USA that we're a member of, along with Alan Brooks and Corey Friedman and all kinds of great folks from Manitoba and Vancouver and from all over the country. A lot of the professional race directors belong to the organization.
Rachel Monday with the Rachel Manitoba Monday. Marathon.
Yeah, we're going to have Rachel on because that is just a really cool race that they have out there, and an old race at that. You know, we spent a lot of time together, and so we went out one night, and I'm going to tell this story because...
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. So, I knew this was going to come back to bite me.
It's going
to
bite your heart. So we went out one night, and we found this, you know, I'm a nut for Mexican food. Anyone who knows me knows that if they offer me anything, it's authentic Mex, I'm there. So when in L.A., I'm looking for Mexican food. So we find this place. Ben joins us. Rachel was there as well. And
Mrs. Corey Friedman.
Yes. And Corey Friedman was there. And so we're eating in this restaurant, and all of a sudden, your phone lights up, and you get a text, and you're like, "Dude, I gotta go." And out Ben goes out into the night into Los Angeles, and I'm thinking, "What the hell just happened there?" So do you want to explain to what happened there?
Well, that's my double life. I mean, I like how you do the song of the week. I too am a big music buff, and prior to my existence as the Running Man, I was a music reporter for forever. And a lot of my friends are in L.A., and a lot of my friends in L.A. doing well. So when my man called me up and he said he's got an extra ticket, let's go. He won't tell me what it is. I had to join them, and it was a Fleetwood Mac tribute night, something for charity, and, like, the lineup was, oh, boy.
Perry Farrell?
Who was it again? I can't even
see. It was Perry Farrell.
Perry Farrell was there, and one of the Heartbreakers, and Juliet Lewis, and what's her name, Joanna Newsom, you know, with her harpsichord, and... oh man, yeah, Courtney Love was there.
Jeez,
yeah, pretty sweet. I had to.
Had to go.
To leave Running Flat for a moment there, but we reunited early the next day for a run.
The hell with you, Uzinski. I gotta go. Those were the last words as you dashed off into your Uber car. But no, it was a great time. You know, I still have got lots of stories and you know, about LA and running and those will kind of work their way out over this season of the show, because most of the people that I talk to are going to come on the show. Yeah, like for instance, I think Skechers did an amazing job with the Los Angeles Marathon.
Yeah, unbelievable.
You know, this was the first year that Skechers had taken over from New Balance. Am I correct on that? I think.
Asics. I can't fact check the Asics did an amazing job thing,
yeah.
Though.
So we were actually at the expo, and I'm wandering through the expo at the LA Convention Center, and in front of me is Dean Karnazes.
Yeah.
Now Dino is he's a madman on a good day, and a wonderful guy. I'm telling you, just salt of the earth guy. But he's a madman. And I come up to him, and we start talking about, he goes, "Well, I'm going to come back on the show. I'm going to come back on the show because I've got a new book coming out." And I'm like, "Dude, what's the book about?" He goes, "Well, it's, you know Philippides? And it's, you mean the guy who ran the marathon and died at 26.2 miles, and that's why we call it a marathon, and blah, blah, blah." He goes, "Okay, think farther back. you know, there was a guy who ran 153 miles across Greece, you know, and I'm thinking, what are you talking about? He goes, I did that. I put the loincloth on, I ate berries, I drank water out of the stream, and I ran over four mountain ranges, 153 miles. He goes, I almost died.
Yeah.
I'm like, he goes, and I wrote a book. So yeah. So in October, the book comes out, and he's going to come on, and what a character and a half he is. But you know, yeah. L.A. And, well, the whole running community is kind of like that, right? Bart Yasso's like that. All those guys, they've all got amazing stories. And every runner, by the way, has a story. And it's always been my belief that, you know, we just kind of have to access those stories and inspire people because some are absolutely incredible and some are just heartwarming. So,
And every time anybody makes the choice, you know, to get up off the couch and to put the potato chips down and just go do a thing, like, you know, it, whether it's for Dean, it's, you know, 150 miles eating berries. You know, for my mom, it was doing the, there's a race in Toronto, the Midsummer Dream, and it's 8K or 3K or something like that. And she, you know, she was like walking a little bit and she's running a little bit and she's, you know, she's trying to finish. And it's like, you know, that is... That's it, baby. That's the Boston Marathon right there. You know, what's that? It's for you. It's your own thing. You know, make yourself, be your own hero.
Running is extremely personal, and the benefits are incredibly personal. And I think one of the things that people don't realize about running, because we always talk about it, that we always talk about speed and we always talk about the amount of miles.
Yeah.
But honest to God, we don't care if you walk it. We don't care what time you come in. You care what time you come in. You know, people are always asking me about my half marathon. So we have this half marathon at Le Chocolat. The course is 3 hours and 10 minutes, right? We have to reopen Riverside Drive because it's a major thoroughfare in this city. So what we do is we take the runners and walkers who are still on the course and we put them on the sidewalks. They're still with our officials. The water stations are still there. And we do not shut that race finish line down until the last person is reunited with their loved ones.
That's right.
Because we celebrate last, and it's okay. It's okay. You did it.
You talk to a Kenyan guy, too. You know, I've talked to a lot of those guys, people who could do a marathon in two hours or 2:07 or whatever it is. And they're like, they're impressed that somebody could stay out there for 4.5 hours, 5.5 hours. Like, wow, that's a long time. You know, that's like, that's cool to them. You know, they couldn't imagine that.
It is. And they're always wondering, they go, wow, I was only out there for 2 hours, but you were out there for like five. Like, that's unbelievable.
Yeah.
And they're genuine about it. I mean, you know, there's very, very few in the elite ranks today that I've ever met that have got like, you know, an arrogance looking down at runners and especially those who are walking and or run walking.
I've never met one.
Yeah, I mean, it's really hard to find. So the sport is not judgmental, and I keep telling people that.
Dude, I'll tell you another thing that I love about the sport is, like, you know, you always do this too. Like when one of the races finishes or whatever, or I'm still racing, or there was this one thing in Toronto, and I was running down by the water, and passing me was Lainey Marchant and Eric Gillis, and they had just won the race. They had just won, like, the Sporting Life 10K or whatever it was, and they did, like, a cool-down run, and the male and female winner are just going for a jog. And that'd be like, you know, if you were outside Yankee Stadium playing catch with your dad, and, like, you know, next door to you, there's Derek Jeter and A-Rod throwing the ball back and forth. You know, you just, that wouldn't happen.
Yeah.
You know, you're not going to see Beckham kicking the ball back and forth outside of the L.A. Galaxy or wherever.
You're right, and just like you're not going to walk across the street with Meb, you know, or another famous. You can do it with Meb. I should say you'll never do it with another famous, like a hockey player or basketball
different.
Player.
Sidney Crosby. It's just, but these guys are just as Olympians, or, you know, they're just as on top of their game, just as number one.
That they are. So, you know, it's going to be a really interesting season. I got to tell you, I spent some time in L.A., obviously at Running USA. I stayed for the Olympic trials, had lots of interesting conversations and fun. And then on the Sunday, I woke up. Well, first off, I got out of the Brooks party at midnight, and then 2 a.m. I went to Dodger Stadium.
Nice.
And first off, never been to Dodger Stadium. What an amazing facility that is. And that was the start line for the Los Angeles Marathon. And I had the distinct honor of being the start line corral coordinator for the Los Angeles Marathon. What an incredible organization. What a fantastic race. It's a point-to-point from Dodger Stadium to the water, and it is only a marathon, and it is 27,000 people.
Yeah, that's what they're trying to do. That's what we're trying to do. It's all the races, it's Ottawa and Toronto, and all these people would love to get their marathon up high like that.
It is a fantastic event, and I can't say enough about the organization, the gear, the equipment, the backbone. They do an awesome job down there.
And, Everybody, man. How about all the people that you met with the Boston Marathon or the New York Marathon? None of all those people were, like, totally cool and didn't have any errors and were just happy that, you know, just acting, you know.
Yeah, and Dave McGillery's been an old friend for a lot of years, and like I said, we're going to bring him back probably in a couple of weeks to talk about what's new at Boston and what's new in the industry.
He's
so
super terrific.
That he is, and my friend, you know what? It's great having you back in our season opener, and I look forward to spending the year with you.
All right, my brother.
Thank you, Ben. All the best. Ben Kaplan from iRun Magazine joins us every week to kind of talk about running news. You know what? Special thanks to Danny Miller. And John LaFranco for joining us, and of course, Ben Kaplan from iRun. And special thanks to our intern producer, Mike Ugal. Welcome. Next week, John Stanton talking about walking. Don't forget information about this show, other past shows. Please download them, give them a listen at runningflat.com or on iTunes. But most of all, keep running.
End of episode.
Running Flat Radio with Chris Yasinski. Tuesday night, 7 till 8 on AM 800.
Running Flat Radio is a paid program.